Last month, when the Fed said it would act appropriately when it comes to the economy, investors thought rate reduction. But then today, the jobs report. It's the business news headlines for Friday, the 5th day of July. Thanks, everybody, for being with us. Well, it's now the best food chain in America, according to over 23,000 folks. Alzheimer's disease and a small company are making waves. The co-founder of Wikipedia calls social media companies appalling. Dog treats? Are they making you sick? This week marks the longest economic expansion in the history of the United States. But, yeah, there's a but. Those stories and more, along with our update on stuff to do in the Des Moines Metro from City View Magazine. But first, the business news headlines.
Insight on Business, the News Hour, is made possible through the support of the HR professionals at Oasis, a paychecks company at oasisahr.com. Taro International, a company that trains business leaders to be more successful. Achieve, lead, and outclass with Taro, T-E-R-O.com. The National Tractor Parts Dealer Association, with members in the United States, Canada, Great Britain, Australia, and New Zealand, NTPDA.com. And AARP, where they work to provide leadership in a host of issues from healthcare to creating more livable communities. Learn more at aarpiowa.org. The business news is next.
Thank you, Hunter Pease, and welcome to the Friday edition of the Business News Headlines. I'm your host, Michael Libby. Well, the Dow opened 100 points lower this morning as the release of the new jobs report dampened the spirits tied to a federal interest rate cut. Last month, the Fed said it would act appropriately to continue the U.S. economic expansion, and many felt that that was a signal for a rate cut, which in turn had the markets jump up. Well, today the jobs report came out indicating the United States created 224,000 jobs in June. That was far more than the forecast 165,000 jobs that economists had predicted. And of course, all of that lessens the likelihood of a rate cut, and the markets did react. Check our Twitter feed for regular Wall Street updates throughout the day right up to the close. When it comes to a positive customer experience for the food industry, things like accuracy of the order, courtesy of staff, food quality, and restaurant layout and cleanliness, there is one food outlet that continues to rank first in the nation, and that is Chick-fil-A. The data comes from over 23,000 interviews with customers chosen at random and collected by email, according to the American Consumer Satisfaction Index. Chick-fil-A ranked number one for the fourth year in a row, according to ACSI, this year with a score of 86 out of 100. That's 1 point lower than its score last year. Panera Bread ranked number three with a score of 81. Arby's, Chipotle, Papa John's, and Pizza Hut all tied for number four with a score of 80. And who came in last with a score of 69? That would be McDonald's. So now if you notice, there was no number two ranking. That's because the American Consumer Satisfaction Index has a category of all other, which took the number two slot. What that means is the data from all the other restaurants, while statistically significant, but they were not reported on separately because they were smaller restaurant groups. By the way, Chick-fil-A did over $10 billion in sales last year. The Washington Post has a story out about a small Colorado company and a serious attempt at treating Alzheimer's disease. Partner Therapeutics began last year with a single product, a leukemia medicine approved in 1991 that doctors rarely prescribe. It's called Leukeme. In fact, the drug made so little money that its previous owner did not even bother to disclose sales. It just dumped them in a revenue report under Other. But now, researchers in Colorado are testing the drug's ability to regulate the immune system as a treatment for Alzheimer's disease. The Times writes the possible reinvention of a three-decade-old off-patent drug is among alternative approaches receiving fresh attention in Alzheimer's research after broad failures by major drug companies. Once promising treatments that targeted the removal of amyloid plaques, that's an accumulation of debris on brain tissue that's a sign of Alzheimer's, have consumed billions of dollars and in vain. Because of that money drain, big companies are moving on, and that leaves startups and academic labs to test new ideas, including ways to get rogue inflammatory agents in an Alzheimer's patient's brain under control. Now, researchers at the Rocky Mountain Alzheimer's Disease Center are leading a trial of Leukeme in 40 Alzheimer's patients. Parker Therapeutics bought the drug and a manufacturing facility in Linwood, Washington from Sanofi last year for an undisclosed sum. In mice with Alzheimer's disease, the same protein contained in leukine cleared amyloid debris from the brain while reversing memory loss. But given the many failures that have occurred, including drugs that showed promising results in mice, odds of a breakthrough in humans are long, but it is encouraging and it's interesting that smaller companies are taking on the challenge. In a CNBC interview, Larry Sanger, who co-founded Wikipedia in 2001, says he's not happy with how the Internet has evolved in the nearly two decades since then and says the Internet giants are, in a word, appalling. Sanger's main gripe is with the big social media platforms, especially Facebook and Twitter. These companies, he says, exploit users' personal data to make profits at the expense of massive violations of privacy and security. Sanger launched a social media strike this week to draw attention to his concerns. In a declaration of digital independence published on his personal blog, he said that vast digital empires need to be replaced by decentralized networks of independent individuals. The declaration had roughly 2,400 signatures as of this morning. This week, the U.S. Centers for Disease Control and Prevention reported that dog treats may be responsible for an outbreak of salmonella across 13 states. The link is to pig ear dog treats. 45 people across California, Indiana, Iowa, Kansas, Massachusetts, Michigan, Missouri, New York, North Dakota, Pennsylvania, South Carolina, and Wisconsin have been infected, with 12 folks hospitalized. The CDC recommends that people always wash hands when handling pet food or treats and store those pet items away from human food. Plus, don't let your pet lick your mouth, face, or open wounds. You know that face-licking thingy? I might be in trouble. Well, the signs are all there. This week, the United States marks the longest economic expansion ever. The stock market is at record levels, and President Trump has made the economy's strong performance a centerpiece of his re-election campaign. But this expansion has been weaker and its benefits distributed far more unevenly than in previous growth cycles, leaving many Americans in a vulnerable position. Some call it a two-tier recovery. About 60% of Americans have benefited financially during the economy, while 40% have not. The 40% have seen paltry or volatile wage growth, rising expenses for housing, healthcare, and education, and increased levels of personal debt. They tend not to own homes or many stocks. In discussions with 30 Americans unable to pay all of their bills, researchers found a clear pattern had emerged. Most were able to eke out until they faced an unexpected crisis like a job loss, cancer, car trouble, or storm damage. The extra expense caused them to get behind on their bills, and they never fully rebounded. Economists fear that such precarious financial situations put many Americans at risk if there's even a mild setback in the economy, potentially setting up the next recession to be worse than anything in recent history except the Great Recession. Their vulnerability is due to several factors. First, according to the Federal Reserve, the average American family has yet to recover fully from the 2008 financial crisis, leaving half the nation with a diminished cushion to handle surprised expenses or the next turndown. According to Fed data, the bottom half has less wealth today after adjusting for inflation than it did in 1989. While wage growth has accelerated in recent months, especially for the lowest paid workers, families who have struggled for years have a ways to go to return to a solid footing. Half of U.S. jobs pay less than $18.58 an hour, and more than a third pay less than $15 an hour, which makes it difficult to save or invest for a better future. Older and wealthier and usually white Americans typically take on debt to buy homes or make investments that are likely to make them richer in the years to come. Most in this category have recovered the wealth they lost in the Great Recession as home prices and stocks have soared. In contrast, data from the Fed and the credit score company Equifax shows that families of color, Americans born after 1970, and households earning less than $60,000 a year are the least likely to have recovered the wealth they lost in the crisis. And they tend to carry heavy debt loads, often taking out loans for college, which they cannot get rid of, even in bankruptcy, or loans to pay bills, which can put them further behind. So might working from home be a career killer? You know, working from home is an increasingly popular option as more businesses embrace remote workforces. According to FlexJobs reports, there are 3.9 million Americans, or 2.9% of the total U.S. workforce, who work from home at least half the time. While having your home be your office might be a perk to some, it could be a career killer for others. Why? Well, it seems if you want to be seen in leadership positions, you've got to be, well, seen. Leadership is sort of what some might call an inside job. All right, click through for stuff to do in the Des Moines Metro with our friends from City View Magazine on this edition of the Friday News Headlines.